Marcus Aurelius, I believe the quote being, if there is something that basically, if something that ails you, something that bothers you, remember, it's not the thing itself, it is just the power you bring to it. And this you can revoke at any moment. And that's when I thought, I'm actually letting go of all this. I don't like this. What are you doing? If you'd have won the money you got, you wouldn't go to work. And you're all of a sudden playing that game. And that was a real watershed moment, laying on there feeling miserable. And I don't believe I felt miserable since, unless it's, you know, the kids are real.
Well, let's see whether you're going to get miserable at this or not. Gillian Reynolds wrote about you that, and she's a great fan of yours. I think she was. That you are beset by insecurities. Whenever the stage increases in size, whether it was moving to Radio 1, where you were not successful, or onto BBC One, he just became wilder and wilder in doing so, and I quote, became a monster. So in other words, this notion that this sort of brash exterior conceals this insecure man.
Well, again, it's and I'm sure you're aware that's a theory that has been trundled out before about various people. I cannot look at it in terms of the career. I've no idea how I'm perceived or what people think of us. None. And the only thing I'd like to think, and I think even, Chris Evans is reviled, you know, Chris could say, what a horrible, you know, and all that goes with that, what a horrible man. But one thing that anyone, pretty much, apart from one or two, of course, on-air exceptions, but even that fella might think I was all right, to actually say he's good company, Baker, and that's it. And that really does do for me. Now, whether on
you
the
want
air,
to be loved, then?
For the career? No. Not for only love my career, love real by real people in real life, and that have a huge, happy family which I've got, you know, extended family all over the place, and spend most of the week with cold drinks in my hand eating lump lobster, and not caring about the wicked world one bit. So if somebody says, but you know, you did a couple of series, didn't work, where is my monument? Look around me, old boy. This is a pretty agreeable old pile up on Blackheath. Now that sounds awfully smug, but there it is. It's a fact. I've never truly done it. Look at my hands. I come from a family of dock workers. Look.
They're clean.
They are clean. I don't have to go to work. Can you imagine how... And see, people say you're insecure, but why? Why aren't I, you know, why don't I on a panellist on game shows now? Why, you know, turn up and call my bluff or whatever you want to do? I don't want to go to work. I never have. And yet, because I'm pretty good value in whatever way you want to term that in terms of broadcasting, whether it's, you know, pure, going to set the phones alight, bombast to actually something that's quite amusing or whatever, that's fine. But that's how I earn my living. But it's not insecurity.